you obviously in your line of work see a lot of people after the probably the worst moments of their lives. Psychologically, does the work that you've done have an impact, or is it something where you kind of compartmentalize that side of it and it's work?
Well, certainly, you know, I mean, you couldn't do the job day in, day out if every case was, you know, you let sort of become an emotionally raw experience. That would be impossible.
Hmm.
So, yes, you do have to have some defense mechanisms in place that allow you to keep on slogging through it all. But, the thing which is probably, in my mind, the most important thing is not to let yourself become so hardened that you lose sympathy and empathy. And so far, I think I've done a pretty good job of balancing those two poles.
I've read a number of stories where your work was key. I'm thinking particularly in criminal investigations where some of the findings coming out of your office have allowed prosecutors to go in and present evidence to a jury, perhaps, or to a judge that is key or critical. And of course, we live in a society where, you know, forensics has become mass entertainment, and probably,
mm-hmm.
Like anything else, somebody like you in a position of expertise rolls your eyes, I imagine, at what place on TV. But, I mean, for people who don't understand what your office does or for the importance of that work, I mean, take me inside. What is it like to work through a case like that?
Well, remember, our job is not, we are not part of law enforcement and prosecution. So our job is not necessarily to identify and convict a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to provide a clear and accurate story of how the victim came to their death. We try very hard to remain neutral in that process of necessarily convicting someone of a crime, but we certainly can be integral to the process of saying, here is the crime and this is what happened to this victim.
In Utah, we have so many search and rescue situations, and I've had the opportunity to cover a number where people unfortunately died before being located, and one in particular that I'm intimately familiar with up in the Uintas, and I know when those remains were found months and months later, part of the job of your office was to go in and confirm this is actually, you know, who these people are. I have to imagine that those kinds of situations where you're able to provide families with some sense of what happened or where their loved ones ended up, that's a pretty large responsibility.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the rewards of the job, in that you do feel like your work has brought some degree of comfort and closure to families.